Vernon abroad, sharing the same moon as he. He had no care for the politics of the conflict, but his mood was troubled by a different kind of awareness. He was weighing the worth of the land beneath his feet and the way of life that it supported. What would he do if called upon to protect it? Would he do anything at all?
Now All Roads Lead to France by Matthew Hollis was abridged by Richard Hamilton and read by Tobias Menzies. It was produced by Emma Harding.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
It's 3 o'clock. Hello, Jim Lee here with the 60-minute drama, and it's the continuation of The Wings of the Dove by Henry James, his 1902 story about an American heiress stricken with a serious disease and her effect on the people around her. Then at 4, Mel Gedroych feeds the meerkats with her daughter Floss at Edinburgh Zoo and wishes a very happy birthday to the Alien and Avatar star Sigourney Weaver. And then at 8 o'clock this evening, Paul Temple becomes embroiled in the Spencer affair. Now, part two then of a former classic serial, The Wings of the Dove. And with Merton back in London, Millie hopes that he will be the one great passion in her short life.
Extraordinary.
I told you, I could bring you anything.
Susie, look.
Matcham House. It's one of the greatest houses in all of England.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You have yet to see its treasure. Drive on. Are you ready to meet charming new people? Can you bear all the chit-chat?
Can you, Mark?
I'll take your arm to steady me.
No, you look after Susie.
Millie, my dear.
Maud.
Isn't this perfect?
I think the day is perfect.
Summer, full flush.
Look at these pictures.
Look up. The cupola is hand-painted.
It is incredible, as if the sky is moving.
You are incredible, my dear. You look incredible.
I feel quite bland amongst all this splendour.
You must stay with us, Millie. Anything else is impossible. You don't know yet, but you can do
anything. It's as if the sky draws you upwards.
Come outside. It's astonishing. And they put the fountains on and a marquee. Oh, could it be more sublime? Iced coffee?
Oh, I need this. Mm. Now, absolutely perfect. There's Kate. Oh, she's the handsomest thing here.
Yes, she certainly is striking.
I wonder how one would place her if one didn't know her.
Oh, one could see she was made for great social uses.
I'm not sure I know what that means.
She's a luxury to be taken about the world.
She's always so right. She is lovely.
You must help me with her, Millie.
With what?
Oh, 100 things. Susie said you know Mr...
Mr. Densher.
No, not here. Here is too perfect. Today, we've come into a fairy tale.
How beautiful she must look to him.
You're all swimming together in the blue, my dear. Oh, look at Mark.
He passes and repasses.
He is our skein of silk, ever in reach of the embroiderer's hand.
She thinks I did this for her. or because of her.
What's he done with Susie?
But we know, don't we?
We did it because of me.
Probably we dropped her off with some suit of armor.
Let her think what she will. You and I are different.
You must stay with us. You must make your home with us. You must let us all take care of you a little. You and Kate together, you can do anything.
Millie, have you seen the picture in the house? The beautiful one that is so like you?
Oh, I've only seen some incredible old masters as we came through.
You are the image of this wonderful Bronzino. You must have a look. May I borrow Millie?
You already have, haven't you?
Lord Mark?
Here we go.
Oh, you'll excuse me.
Of course.
I was just wondering if you would construe this place as a palace.
Well, if they don't tear it down in the next 50 years, it must be.
I say, Mark.
Hmm?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're looking at this little statuette. How much money would you expect for it?
What do I know about money? Why, you think of stealing it?
Man.
Picture is this way.
I feel as though I'm running a gauntlet. Are you showing me off?
English society, you know, it cuts me in two. They mean you no harm.
They just like to look. What's gone round about me? That awfully rich young American who's so queer to behold.
But nice, by all accounts, to know.
We never asked for this.
It doesn't matter.
They don't know me.
But they want to. Anything may happen. Remember? Kind eyes are kind eyes. It will never be worse than that. Come up. Your Bronzino is waiting for you.
Never worse?
Let me take care of you. I'm no fool.
No, that's what I like about you. Out of everybody, you are the only one that tells the truth.
Here she is. Your double.
She is splendid. Her hands. Her face. So handsome in sadness. And her hair so high. Before it faded, it must have been the same color as mine. Her eyes of other days. Your jewels. Your wasted reds. You were great. You have no joy, for you are dead. Dead. You are dead. I'll never be better than this.
Than her? You scarcely need to be, for surely that is well enough. But you are better, because splendid as she is, can she really be good?
No, I didn't mean... You don't understand. Everything has been so beautiful today, and it may never be so right again. In this moment, I am completely alive.
Oh, we must talk about these things.
Oh, I don't really see the resemblance. Of course, her complexion's green, but I feel several shades greener.
It's down to the hands.
Her hands are not as large as mine.
Oh, you go all round her one better, which is just what I said. But you're a pair. Do you really not catch it?
I don't know. Can one ever know oneself? I don't imagine it has occurred to anyone.
I can see it has occurred to somebody. Ah, here's Kate.
You've noticed, have you, that I'm not original? You know how one likes to be. But the likeness is so great. I wanted Lady Aldershaw to see.
Marvellous.
There you are, Millie, if you want to know. And you are superb.
I was just saying the same.
Superb. Superb. Of course I had noticed you. It is wonderful. The likeness, the hair. You see, I wonder if you could give us the pleasure of coming to visit one afternoon.
Lady Aldershaw, why don't you walk me around these gardens? I want you to talk me through all the species of rhododendron. So I'm thinking of getting some for home, you know.
Well, if you don't mind,
Here you got some seeds from the Himalayas.
Eastern Tibet have some of the finest plants.
Eastern Tibet?
I must find Susie. I need to sit down.
The window seat, here. Millie, are you well?
Is this how you look at him? You know him. You know him, and you never said.
I'm the resident, and I am trying desperately to find New York.
And how does one do that, Mr. Densher?
I walk.
And what have you found?
I've found I like side streets, and that the stretch of Lower Fifth Avenue has a mild and melancholic glamour that I love.
In the summer, after the crowds have left, you wouldn't believe how peaceful it is there.
You know it?
Of course.
You walk?
Always. The first place to feel this city is in your feet. The low rumble and the deep beat of its heart.
Millie. Millie.
Say his name once.
I'm Merton Densher.
What is it?
I won't blame you for not telling me. I won't hate you for your reserve. I trust you. I will trust.
Are you all right?
Will you do me a great service tomorrow?
Any service in the world.
It must be secret.
Is it something bad?
To deceive Susie?
Oh, is that it?
I mean, completely.
Oh, that's better.
Will you come on a visit with me? To Lord Stretz?
To whom?
He's a doctor. The greatest of medical lights, if I believe I've got hold of the right man. I have written to him, and he has named me the hour of 11. But I realized I can't go on my own. The maid's not good enough, and Susie's too good.
And I'm somewhere in between. Happy thought. What's she too good for, anyway?
Well, she'll worry if it's nothing, and worry you more if it isn't.
What in the world's the matter with you?
It may be mere fancy.
Could one be so universally dazzling, yet so seriously menaced?
That's what I want to find out.
Then let us find out.
But I must ask for the promise of absolute silence.
But if you're ill, can your friends remain in ignorance?
Well, if I am, it must come out. But I can go on a long time. That will be my advantage. I can die without it being noticed.
You're extraordinary. What a remarkable time to talk of such things.
Well, we won't talk.
You can have everything. There's nothing you can't do, nothing you can't have.
So Maud tells me.
We adore you.
You're wonderful.
No, it's you. What would become of me?
You'd bear it.
I would not.
You'd pity me. But you'd help me. And I trust you.
Oh, Millie. More iced coffee.
Look at the eyes of my dead sister.
Come on.
She knows all of it.
Is it out?
I'm to come again.
What does he say?
That I'm not to worry.
So he allows you're ill?
I don't know what he allows.
But how could he in so few minutes?
He could tell by looking at me. When I go back, he'll have thought me over a bit. It'll be all right.
When are we to come again?
You never mention him. Why do you never name him or mention him?
I'm Merton Densher.
No. Now the ice is broken, I shall trouble you no more.
You'll come alone?
Don't tell anybody.
You ask a great deal in proportion to what you give.
So? Tell.
I don't want to tell. I don't want you to keep from me how you really are.
You see for yourself how I really am.
He must have liked you.
Oh, doctors. I hope he didn't like me too much.
So you'll bring Susie?
Not until I've seen him one more time.
You came alone?
Yes.
Wasn't there a lady with you on Wednesday?
Not the lady who's travelling with me, a different one. I've told her.
What have you told her?
That I visit you in secret.
Who else will you tell?
No one.
Well, it makes another friend.
Yes, but really, what difference does it make? It's delightful, but useless. Nobody can really help. Can they? Can they? Well, you may be able to. I wanted you to see me just as I am. Start with the worst. I'm not afraid.
You know where we are, then?
Yes.
You have no relatives at all?
I'm the survivor of a general wreck. When I was 10 years old, there were 6 of us. But they died of different things.
I'm sure you have an excellent spirit, but don't try to bear it all. Hard things have come to you, but you must not think that life will be all hard things. You have the right to be happy. Make up your mind to it.
I have.
You can depend on me, but I am only one element in 50. We must gather in plenty of others.
So you do want to see someone? Get at someone who cares for me? But you see, I can do exactly what I like. Anything in the whole wide world. I haven't anybody to ask. There's not a finger to stop me. I certainly have the means.
Then do it. Do everything that you can.
You can do nothing?
I will send you a small prescription that will be made clear to you. And let me, within a few days, come to see you at your home.
Then you'll see Susie.
There's one thing. You ought to get out of London.
To the continent?
By all means.
Then how will you see me?
I shall follow you up.
Shall I, at any rate, suffer?
No.
So live.
My dear young lady, that is exactly what I'm trying to persuade you to do.
There's no safety now. It's gone. All its lightness, its day after day. Now I must carry something quite different. I want to get lost. I don't care. I can walk and walk. I can choose at this corner which way to go.
Now's your time. Fine whelps, a penny a lot.
Oi, oi,
what do you think of these here? Penny a butt. Here's your turnip.
Cooler. Cooler.
Let go, you yob.
Ask
her. You're right, miss. You're a bit off the beaten track.
Am I?
Not really.
I am lost. And it's not as dangerous as I thought it would be. I choose which way, which corner, which street. Regent's Park. Where did you come from? So many people here. Wanderers, like me. Tired, like me. Just in the same place. In this grim, breathing space, asking the same question of life.
Why? Why doesn't she love me?
I can work. I can work if I have to. Baby can go to mother.
Meeting the same common anxiety.
I don't want to fight. I don't want to. But if I tell father, I bring him shame. Mother's so afraid. All this death. Death.
Horror. Horror. Why didn't I stay at home? They said this would happen. This is what they hoped would happen. All proved right. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see any of them.
We could live if we would.
See? I can be alone. I'm not afraid to be alone.
If I could just find a way to hold on to the money. No situation. I am lost.
No more. No more. Gin and milk. I'm a man. I'm not gonna drink this away. I have a coin. One coin left. I will take it home to Rose. Or drink it.
We would live.
You demon! You call to me!
If we could. All of us, down on our stomachs, turning away, burrowing, ignoring. This place, stripped to its bones, rises up. This great, grey city. You who demand your rent, the rent for my future.
You know I cannot pay.
Well, what? Tell me. Maud's coming up in the ladies' lift. You better be quick.
It's all right. He's lovely.
You mean you've been absurd?
Absurd?
There's nothing at all the matter.
Nothing to worry about. I shall need a little watching. I can do, in fact, as I like.
Oh, my love. It is, as I was sure. You can do what you like.
I have to get out of London.
Oh, to beastly climate.
For pleasure.
Where?
You must help me decide.
Not dressed, Millie?
I thought I might let you all go on alone.
The party will be disappointed.
I just can't climb the social stair this evening.
I'll stay with her. You can pick me up on the way back.
Susie will go with you.
Will I do?
Well, my dear, you're better than nothing.
It's so hot in here. Will the sun never set?
Oh, go onto the balcony, Kate. Breathe some air.
Where's that ornate shawl, Millie?
The mauve. In the wardrobe, I think.
Oh, thank you.
Do you remember what I asked you at Matcham?
About Kate?
Would you do something for me?
Which is?
Susie said you met Mr. Densher in America. She can't hear. Would you name him to Kate and perhaps find out whether he's back?
I have never named him and she has never mentioned him.
No, she wouldn't.
Is he back?
It's about the time.
Can you not ask her yourself?
We never speak of him.
You disapprove of him?
I disapprove of him for her. She doesn't care for him.
And he cares?
Too much.
So what can I do?
You can find out where they are.
Yeah, you think they're deceiving you?
No. Kate knows my views, and she is still with me. In that way, she shows her loyal assent of them. My views don't provide a place for Mr. Densher, much as I like him.
You like him?
Yes, don't you?
I did. 3 times in New York.
People may be very good, but not good for what one wants.
Yes, when what one wants is something very good.
Does this trouble you?
No.
If it's too much of a bore, don't dream of us.
I'll help you as far as it goes to help Kate herself. If he has come back, he will feel he should come to see me. Then there we shall be, except that he won't find me.
Will you run away? So you'll deal with Kate directly? Or will you run away from her, too?
Is it your own belief that he is with her?
Does this shawl work?
Sometimes move can be so wrong, it's right.
That's yes, is it? Has Kate gone?
No. I'm here.
Do you hear his name hung on the air? Did you hear everything? There is something different about you. Some strange advantage. He's here, isn't he? With you. All that you are is his.
You know.
He's in London. Right round the corner. He's here.
I thought they'd never go.
Maud was disappointed.
Good. She deserves disappointment sometimes. I love this time of night. As the darkness rolls in, I come alive.
You look like you could conquer anything.
You mustn't always romanticize me, Millie.
I don't.
Oh, the things I could teach you.
What does that mean?
Want a glass?
No.
What do you think of Aunt Maud?
I think many things about her.
Let me tell you something. Aunt Maud is nobody. She isn't anything. She isn't anywhere. You mustn't think she's a good friend. I can't let you. That perfect day at Matcham, she can't give you that again, so don't expect it. Now, Lord Mark, he's all very well, but he's not the cleverest creature in England. He weighs everything out in ounces, and indeed each of them are waiting to see what the other puts down.
But hasn't she put you down?
Yes, I am on the counter, when I'm not in the shop window. In and out, I'm whisked. It is the position and price of my aunt's protection that is being considered. The bore is she wants him for me. But he's put it all out since your arrival.
If I'm any part of his alternative, he better stop where he is.
Truly? Always?
You want me to swear?
No, it's enough.
I'm not in the way, believe me.
It doesn't help. He won't make up his mind about me.
Give him time.
I remain but one of his ideas.
Oh, probably the best of them. Why do you bring this up now?
Just so you know me. Know where you are.
You say so much about what Lord Mark wants, but what do you want?
My honest advice to you would be to drop us while you can. You can do awfully better.
What do you mean?
We've not really done for you the least thing.
Yes, you have.
You would have had it some other way. You're under no obligation to us. You won't want us next year.
I will.
Listen, Susie has the best conscience in the world, but she's enchanted with all this. You should not take your people from her.
But without Susie, I would not have you.
You may yet have reason to hate me.
Why would you say such things?
Because you're a dove. You're a dove.
Yes. That is what is the matter with me. I am a dove. Oh, aren't I?
And do you know what we do with doves?
That's what you think I am.
Piece by piece. Feather by feather.
And how does a dove act? Each time. Each moment.
Drop by drop.
So I will be a dove. And that will hide everything.
Not against Maud, not against impatience.
You've been travelling, and you've been thinking too
much. I have nowhere to take you. Have you noticed that? Here we are, hiding between beer and buns.
Today, I don't care who sees me.
And tomorrow? Tomorrow is a baser creature, all alarm and precaution. If I asked you to drive away with me, now, alight at my house, now, come up the stairs... You would not come, would you?
Meet me tomorrow.
Where?
I don't know. One of the museums.
Oh, this is a mistake.
Why?
Because we cannot hold out. It makes me ill. Look at you. So splendid, even here. You cannot be as you are and ask me to do the impossible.
I will find a way.
And there you apply your subtle sedative.
Meet me at the National Gallery at 10.
Well, I suppose it's better than a railway station on the street. Kensington Gardens are out, too much of a taste of our old frustrations.
Merton!
It won't appease me. Waiting is a game for dupes.
I could lose myself here. There's no questions. I leave them outside.
Thank you.
too much. You join hands in a circle so vast. You Titians, you Turners. I am not strong enough now. Perhaps that's the moral of a menaced state of health. To sit in public places and count Americans.
Handsome. Well, if you choose to say so. In the English style, of course.
What are you looking at? These paintings are Dutch. Mr. Densher.
Miss Thiel.
You're home.
Yes, yesterday.
Millie.
Kate.
You know each other. Miss Croy, Miss Thiel.
Millie Merton.
We met in New York. Miss Thiel dreaded I might write about her.
I wasn't interesting enough.
Well, we met in London, and she is. You are.
Extraordinary.
And you two know each other. You came here together?
Merton loves the Titians. The hunters stepping into the sacred sanctuary of Diana.
So you two didn't know you were both coming here today?
I somehow didn't think to tell.
It was spur of the moment. Sir Luke's coming to the house. I wanted him to meet Susie without me being in the way.
Why?
Because I'm sick of talking about myself. Doctors. And I've been sitting here watching Americans. Are we so unmistakable?
Ask him. He's the expert.
I have nothing but admiration for your compatriots now I've seen your country.
Did you see Washington?
I did. Wait a minute. You two really know each other.
We were together last night.
Extraordinary.
Well, why so? Everybody knows everybody in London. Why shouldn't that stretch over continents?
Listen, what are you two doing now? Come and have lunch with me at the hotel. I'm beginning to lose my breath from all these vistas.
We were just about to leave.
They have fresh oysters.
Well, Kate?
Lunch is always delightful.
No one lives above a certain street. Everybody does lines and rules. And yet there's so much of New York that's still possible. They're not afraid to tear it all down, try it another way. That's what I love. Everything's drawn out, yes, just like here. More so in some ways. But there's still space. I walked from edge to edge of the city. Space for so much else, even upwards.
I never see New York like that.
And you Americans with all your honour. We pretend we have honour here, but it only covers our lies.
But is honour always truth? Is it not just pride?
Americans are so serious, especially you young ones. Bright too.
You don't see me, do you?
I hate the word bright. What does it mean?
It means still interested in the world and not yet cynical.
I'm not cynical, just a little jaded. It's the London weather. It's too grey. There's not enough extremes.
Don't let this woman rub off on you, Millie.
You'll only ever see me as that young American girl you've always treated so kindly. It's a matter of course. Of course.
Now, I love the Rockies.
Could anything ever be real between us?
Here's Susie. She's all feverish glitter. It must have been bad news from your doctor friend.
Tell me why we stayed so long.
I like oysters.
You know her better than you said you knew.
Do I?
You said in your letter she was just a new and amusing friend.
How well we all played our surprise. I mean, you knew I knew her. I knew she knew you. And she knew...
What did she know?
I think she thinks she knows about us. What do you think of her?
I think there are many Miss Thiels in New York.
No, you're wrong. She's quite extraordinary.
Is she?
You'll get to know her.
Why? What can she do for us? You think we could meet at her hotel?
So long as they're with us or near us.
Ah.
They'll speak to Aunt Maud, but they won't shut the door to us. A friend always helps, and Millie is a friend. She likes us. She likes you. Make something of that.
Why can you not take me as I am?
Trust me. I see my way. Only believe in me, and it will be beautiful.
So there's a sign of Aunt Maud coming round. Remember, as supremely clever as we are, she can play with us quite as much as we can play with her.
She doesn't want to play.
What then?
You need to come and see her. After all, it's she who's really in love with you.
Aunt Maud?
Yes.
You make out everyone's in love with me.
I don't say everyone.
You just said Miss Thiel.
I said she liked you. The way she looked at
you. We were talking.
Come to that. I do say she loves you. There you are.
That's the good she'll do us. It makes a basis for her seeing you, so that she'll help us go on.
And what sort of basis does it make for my seeing her?
Oh, I don't mind.
Don't mind my leading her on?
Don't mind her leading you.
Well, she won't, so it's nothing not to mind.
You'll like her. She's exquisite, and there are reasons. I mean, others.
What others?
I'll tell you another time. Those are enough to go on with.
To go on what?
Why, just seeing her again. It's no more than decent of you.
Oh, I shall call again, naturally.
I shall meet you there.
Are you there all the time?
She receives me for myself, that is, herself. She thinks no end of me. We are in, she and I, ever so deep.
Then I confess she's beyond me.
She, of course, doesn't know I care for you.
What?
Well, she thinks I care so little that it's not worth speaking of. Have you been supposing she knew?
About our situation, of course, if you're such friends. You've denied it to her.
We've never spoken of you.
Never.
Strange as it may appear to your glory, never.
But Maud hasn't spoken.
Very probably, but of you, not me.
But how can she not know me but as part and parcel of you?
Maud? Oh, her line is to keep all reality out of our relation. She won't for a moment have allowed to Millie that I've in any way, as they say, distinguished you.
And you don't suppose that she might make it out for herself?
No, no, I don't.
Not even after bumping into us at the National Gallery. Don't you think she would have seen...
That you're mad about me, yes.
Well, doesn't that prevent...
Her loving us? No. She's like that.
And you can show your love or not as you like.
Not where you are concerned. But Millie only sees that I'm decently good for you.
Very good indeed.
Yes, very good indeed.
You may have to do some explaining.
Then I'll explain. I will explain.
And what will I do?
Recognise the difference it must make if she thinks...
Thinks what?
It's getting late. Get me a cab.
It always ends like this, doesn't it? Separation. Over here. May I jump in with you?
You're going in the opposite direction.
Have you even told your aunt I'm back?
Not yet. I will now. She'll have a dinner. Wait for her telegraphic expression. Be nice to my aunt. Show her how clever you are. But don't let her see you're trying too hard or she'll be on to us.
Lancaster Gate.
Go to see Millie.
You mean you'll be there? But it won't give us privacy.
You'll see.
Why won't you come to me?
You'll see the difference it will make.
I don't understand. You mean the difference it will make if Millie believes that I somehow hate you?
I shall hate you if you spoil for me the beauty of what I see. Drive on!
Isn't Kate charming when she wants to be?
Miss Croy? She's always pleasant enough. She knew.
What? Kate knew that you were full of Lord Strett.
She spoke of nothing, but it was slightly disconcerting. She seemed to want to help me through. What I mean is, she saw I was taken up with something. She's a person who guesses. But she doesn't matter, Millie.
Nobody matters, Susie. Did he mind that I wasn't there to see him? Was it more simple just to have it out with you?
Oh, we didn't have anything out, Millie.
I suppose he liked you awfully.
Oh, my poor child.
Isn't he good and beautiful, too? You're just the right people for me. I see it now. You must simply see me through. I'll be as easy as carrying a feather. We'll have beautiful times with him. Don't worry.
I'm not worrying, Millie. He told me I can help you. Of course he told me that. Why else am I here with you? He said to help you do as you like.
I must first find things I like, then.
I think you have found some. One, in actuality.
I just wanted you to be comfortable about him, and he you.
Which of them are you talking of?
Oh, not Mr. Densher. Though, if you can be comfortable about him, so much the better. What do you think of him, now you've seen him?
I think he's very handsome.
Well, that will do for the first time. I've done what I wanted.
What was that?
To see him.
There will be plenty of opportunities.
The best is not to know. I don't know. Nothing about anything. Except that you're with me, so it's all right.
Almost certainly it's all right. Lord Strett sees no reason...
That I shouldn't have a grand, long life.
What I mean is that he didn't say anything that he hadn't said to you.
He tells me to live.
But you want more.
No, I don't want, as I assure you, anything. I am living.
Mr. Densher, do be at ease to sit.
I am never sure which chair to choose.
America has changed you.
I probably ate too much.
And was the food reasonable?
Oh, in some places, exquisite.
I was always afraid of the size of the cabins on the steamboat, and that is why I have never been.
I think you would like New York.
Would I?
And New England, more so.
And you know our American friends?
Well, only Miss Thiel.
We are going to have the most intimate dinner. You know, I would like to see New England. Bostonians seem somehow like us. Quite pleased with themselves in an underplayed sort of way.
It is a beautiful country.
You must help me map out my journey. It's something that stood at the back of my mind like a question mark. Oh, here's Kate.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let me look at you, my darling.
And now I will not show how much I love you. You are like a picture. An idea.
Yes. Perfect.
An actress, like you said.
Is this dress really...
I have bought the ticket.
Too many frills?
Your wig,
your
paint, your jewels are impeccable. Your entrance greeted with the proper applause.
The gloves arrived with the bracelet.
I am lost. Who am I in this play?
Frills are frills.
You and your manager will put together your performance. I am a spectator in the cheapest seat.
Oh, here's Millie.
I need to speak to her.
I'm afraid she is not well enough. She sends wild regrets.
Millie's not coming.
Is it true that Miss Thiel has not made the same mark in her own country?
It won't be the first time we have taught Americans to appreciate their native products.
It's not that she's funny, though she is weird, but that's precisely her magic. New York hasn't been aware of its luck.
Well, there are plenty of people who are nothing in America who are taken up over here.
You don't know her at all, do you, Mr. Densher? Not the least bit.
Well, I don't know much, except that she was kind to me in New York. I was a poor, bewildered alien, and I appreciated it tremendously.
You weren't there, Susie. You don't know how far things went.
I wasn't away long.
And I wasn't there long either. She's beautiful, but I don't say she's easy to know.
Well, you're right about that. I see her with such intensity. I see her so much more than I see almost anyone. But then I discover that is not knowing her.
She's a thousand and one things.
Like all of us, perhaps she only shows the part she wants to be seen.
Oh, Kate... Is this the great world?
You may have found Millie, but it was us, all of us together, who have developed her.
Oh, she's not capable of change in that way.
You mean she's not a type, like us English?
Yes. Sometimes I would like to put you all in a book and see what I could do with you.
Serve me up fine, or serve me whole. It fills me with dread.
Are we allowed?
To seem not to know each other once you're here would be to overdo it. She won't leave us alone for long.
What's wrong with Millie?
She likes you too much.
Then why didn't she come?
Perhaps she is bad after all.
Why does Susan not go home, then?
She's commissioned to tell Millie all about you.
Well, what will she report to Millie about this? Our present disregard for appearances.
Aunt Maud has her so engaged she won't notice.
Is she ill?
Tonight? No.
But she is ill.
Her doctor says the greatest thing for her is to be happy.
That is surely the great thing for everybody.
But what if she can't be?
Then she must be. She shall be.
If she's as ill as she looks, she'd scarce be a question for us. They're supposed to be leaving town, but they've pulled up since Millie found her at the National Gallery.
Don't be ridiculous.
You have made Millie change her mind. She doesn't know whether she'll see you again. She may not. But the future has opened up before her as a dark, confused thing.
After the tremendous time you've all been telling me she's having.
There's a shadow.
Is it a case of surgery?
She sees Sir Luke Strett.
The great doctor. Him of the 50,000 knives.
It isn't the case she first supposed.
It's another?
It's another.
Examining her for what she supposed, he found something else?
Something else. If it's there, we shall know in time. He's waiting, watching.
Well, then he oughtn't to scare us.
She's scared. She has so much to lose. She wants more.
Well, she can't have everything.
If you can imagine an angel with a thumping bank account, It's open to her to make the very greatest marriage.
Well, then,
what good on earth can I do for her?
Console her.
For what?
I shouldn't care for her if she hadn't so much.
Did you really just say that?
I shouldn't trouble about her if there was one thing she did have. She has nothing.
What do you think of Mr. Densher?
I like him.
She does love life. To have met a person like you.
You've been magnificent.
She has you all arranged.
You have, it strikes me.
Millie won't be magnificent if she marries him.
I use what I have.
But isn't it magnificent to marry the man you love?
You're what I have that's most precious. And you're, therefore, what I use most.
You handle everyone.
I don't handle Kate.
You mean she cares for him?
Kate thinks she cares, but she's mistaken. You don't know. That must be your line. Or rather, your line must be you deny it utterly.
That she cares for him.
Deny that she so much as thinks she does. Deny that you so much as heard it.
Millie won't ask.
Are you sure?
Yes. Luckily for me, I lie badly.
I lie well, thank God. When there's nothing else so good. One must always do the best.
I believe that if she's ill, she's really ill. She'll really live, or she'll really not. She doesn't want people to know. It's a ferocity of modesty. I don't know, a kind of intensity of pride. And then...
What?
I'm a brute about illness. I hate it. It's well for you. You're sound as a bell.
It's rather good for yourself that you're strong as the sea.
You give it all up so beautifully.
Oh, I give up nothing. I cling. It's a pity he isn't better.
Well, if he were better, you would like him for your niece, and in that case, Millie would interfere.
Oh, I don't like him for Kate. I like him for myself.
That's the best way.
If I were living for myself, I shouldn't at all mind him, believe me.
So you want me to make up to a sick girl?
Plenty others will.
Others are free.
So are you, my dear.
You're prodigious.
Of course I'm prodigious.
Good evening.
I don't know whether you know Lord Mark, Mr. Merton Densher, who's just come back from America.
Oh.
Maud's with Susan.
Oh, and Miss Thiel, I suppose.
Millie's unwell. Was compelled to disappoint us.
She's really bad, I trust.
I've just been reassuring Mr. Densher, who's as concerned as the rest of us.
We must take great care of her. This way?
Yes.
Lord Mark!
Your aunt's man.
Immensely.
I mean, for you.
You judge.
He's interested in Millie?
Yes.
What does your aunt think?
She doesn't trust him.
Takes him to heart, yet thinks he cheats.
What people think of their friends.
And what do you think?
I don't care for him.
And Millie?
No, she has no sense of social values or knows who's who or what's what.
That's why she likes me.
Precisely. She doesn't resemble me, who at least knows what I lose.
So that's our writer.
Charming, isn't he?
Charming.
He's a friend of Millie's, too.
The Englishman in New York.
The world is shrinking.
Intriguing. And he's Kate's friend, too, by the looks of it.
Does he have money?
No.
So what's the difference between...
Save in the sense of being uncle to a duke. He's grand enough. The thing's his genius. Oh,
you always have some way to meet me, don't you? How could I look at another woman?
You draw me out. I exist in you, not in others.
Don't fail me. It would kill me.
What do they talk about?
You, I imagine, Mark.
Well, then I think I'll go through and break it up.
Mr. Densher's leaving. Lord Mark, come and talk to me.
Susie, call for coffee. I will walk out with you, Mr. Densher. So you will go and see our little friend?
She's leaving town, isn't she?
Well, she won't go until she's seen you. We shall go with them.
What good will that do me?
You'll come out to us.
Oh.
I'll write to you.
Thank you.
This is the occasion of your life. Do not lose it. I can smooth your path. Her fortune is a real fortune.
I'm much obliged to you for the handsome offer.
Of what doesn't belong to me? But there's no reason that it shouldn't to you. You don't know how far I've gone for you.
But I see how far you're going.
I'm the most honest woman in the world, but I've nevertheless done for you what was necessary. For me, it has the weight. Don't you understand? I've told the proper lie for you.
You've told her that Kate doesn't care for me.
Now I depend on you to make me right.
There are no lies. I've come to revisit a friend. I like her. We met in New York before any of this. They told the lies. Not us. Not me. How are you, Miss Thiel?
I am as you see me.
Oh, I'm sorry you couldn't make it last night.
Oh, it was nothing.
I don't love him, Millie. Do with him what you like.
So, tell me, the rest of your trip.
She does love me. You do love me.
Mr. Denture?
Don't feel sorry for me.
No, enough of my jawing. I've overdone it. Tell me about London. They say you've come but to conquer.
Oh, how could I help being the feature of the season? What do you call it? The theme of every tongue?
It's strange, isn't it? When you meet someone early on, then absence causes you to miss the stages and steps they take. And then much further on you meet them, do you feel very different?
No. Yes, yes. Funny, at first I used to hear a bell in my head.
A bell?
It was a warning.
Of what?
Of losing myself.
And did you?
Part of me.
And how's that working out for you?
I don't know, I'm still working it out. No, I didn't lose myself, I just changed. I suppose you decide.
To become something different? It's called survival.
London's quite complicated, isn't it?
Lots of webs.
No one breaks them.
You do. That's why you're such a success.
Because I wear ridiculous hats.
Don't be cynical.
Don't you ever get tired of all these complications?
Yes, I do. I really do.
Would you like some tea?
I'd love some.
Would you bring the tea?
So what becomes of you? You take a country house?
No, we go abroad. Somewhere of high air.
Do you come back?
When the wind turns. What of your summer?
Work. The Mercenary Inc. My holiday's over.
I'm sorry you had to take it at such a different time from ours.
Could you not stay?
No. All these webs, I'm scared of making some stupid mistake. The way not to make it is to get to a distance and see all this from there. It'll keep it fresh for my return.
So you will return?
Isn't London awful in winter?
No, I like it. It's less of a mob.
Thank you. I'll do it. As it is?
Yes. Come back. Try us once more.
Who do you mean by us?
I mean all of us, ready to surround you with sympathy.
Sympathy?
A pale word, much nearer worship.
Near then, as you like. The person I mostly come back for is Kate. I'll do anything for Kate.
Oh, I know what one would do for Kate. I do understand any amount of devotion to a person so charming as Kate. It's the good turn she'll do us. Her working for your return.
I'm in her hands.
Don't let her bully you.
Would you call it bullying?
What she does. You know, sometimes I don't feel as if I know her enough to understand what she really does.
Come to that, I don't either.
I know I've gone too far, but it is true. What is that? It sounds like the Queen arriving.
Oh, it's my carriage. Please don't look at it. It's extremely ugly. Huh? Oh, it's really awful, isn't it?
It's only pleasantly pompous. It seems to me to be delightfully rococo.
Oh, dear.
You occupy a position, the Eye of London, thanks to which your carriage also occupies one. Anyway, you're going out. I mustn't stand in your way.
No, it's... I just... Would you like to come for a drive with me?
Your carriage is ready, miss.
Am I allowed to ask you that? Is it too forward?
You are allowed to ask.
You have other things?
No. Yes. I would like to go with you. It's a charming idea.
10 minutes, please. I must get ready. There are books and things. I'll dress very quickly.
Your spontaneity. Kate wouldn't have done that. Would she? No, she has done it. Things like it. How could this have anything to do with you, Millie? You are so free. But you are not advanced, whereas Kate is so backwards and yet advanced to a high degree. I can't straighten it.
Miss Croy.
Here you are. Where's Millie?
Gone to get ready for a drive.
Are you going with her?
Yes, with your approval, which of course I have taken for granted.
Well, my approval's complete.
Which is of course at your so lively instigation.
I don't think I'll wait.
What, after coming?
I came for news, but she must be all right if she's...
What have you told her about me?
Ask her if you like, you're free.
She's doing this for you, you know.
In that case, you can do a little for her.
I'll do nothing for anyone in the world but you.
Good.
Then you swear.
Swear to what?
That you like me. Since it's all for that, I'm letting you do, well, God knows what with me.
If you don't believe in me, hadn't you better break it off?
With you?
With Millie. You might go now and I'll stay and explain to her why it is.
What would you say?
Well, that you find you can't stand her.
Won't it make it rather more sure there's something between us?
Oh, I don't know. It will, of course, greatly upset her, but you needn't trouble about that. She won't die.
You mean she will? Swear again you love me.
Here. There's nothing between us.
Isn't
here.
There? I'll do all you wish.
If you're as good as that, I go. Tell her, finding you with her, I wouldn't wait. She'll understand. Mind you be kind to her.
And leave the rest to you.
Leave the rest to me.
Here I am in that ridiculous hat.
Kate was here. She's gone. She hadn't known she'd find me.
I'm so sorry. But of course I often see her.
Let's go. Shall we?
Yes.
In part two of The Wings of the Dove by Henry James, Millie was played by Anna Maxwell-Martin, Lord Mark by Toby Jones, Maud, Claire Higgins, Susie, Barbara Barnes, Kate, Lindsay Marshall, Merton, Blake Ritson, Lord Strett, Sam Dale, and Lady Aldershaw, Alison Pettit. It was adapted by Linda Marshall-Griffiths and directed by Nadia Molinari. Tomorrow, in Venice, Kate's plan to unite Merton and Millie gains pace, but are they prepared for the consequences? On Saturday afternoon, BBC Radio 4 Extra broadcast the first two-minute episode of a story. We began with a couple taking a cab home from the airport.
Chain Gang. Episode 1 by Robert Shearman.
So, you've both been on holiday then?
Yes, we have.
Yes.
I thought so. From all the luggage. And that you're wearing shorts. And that I picked you up from the airport.
Yes, that would be the giveaway.
Sally, sweetheart, before we get home, before the holiday's over, there's something I want to ask you.
Oh, not now, Mark. I'm really tired.
No, I know.
That kid was kicking the back of my seat the whole bloody flight.
I'd just like to get
never
out of the way.
Never kick your seat, I noticed. Just mine.
Will you marry me? I'd get down on one knee, but it's hard to do on the back seat.
You're asking me here?
Yeah.
We've just been in Paris. You could have asked me up the Eiffel Tower or at the Louvre.
I got nervous.
So you're proposing in a taxi cab?
I even got a ring. I'd give it to you now, but it's in the boot with all the other luggage. I'm sorry.
Thing is, I don't like picking people up from airports.
No?
Well, on the way to the airport, yes, everything's fine. Everyone's happy then. Full of excitement. But on the way back, different story, isn't it? All the fun's over. They've got real life stretching out ahead of them. Depressing.
Oh, I think we've missed the turning. Excuse me? You've missed the... Oh, for heaven's sake.
And they never tip.
Sally, what do you think?
Oh, Mark, I don't know. It's a big step.
Well, yeah, that's sort of the point.
I don't think you know me well enough. There are whole things about me you can't even guess.
I know you snore in bed. I know you leave the cap off the toothpaste.
Seriously. You have no idea.
So is it a no?
It's a don't know. Okay? We'll see. Look, now he's missed the other turning. The turning to get us back to the last turning.
I just thought, going back to real...
Hey! And... Excuse me. You're going in the wrong direction.
Stretching ahead. I mean, if we got married, I wouldn't mind...
Would you turn the car around, please? This isn't where we're meant...
Don't you worry. It'll all be all right.
Where are you taking us?
You have business to attend to.
What's going on?
Now just relax. Settle back. Imagine that I'm stronger than the pair of you. Imagine I'm trying to defend myself. Imagine I might even have a weapon here someplace.
Sally, what do I do?
It'll be all right.
It'll be all right. Enjoy the ride. It'll be over soon.
That journey could well spark an extraordinary sequence of events. But what those events are, well, that's up to you. Each week, you've got just 5 days to write in with your plot for the next episode. And we'll turn just one of those into the next instalment of our Chain Gang drama. There's more information on our website. And tune in on Saturday afternoon at 1:10 to hear how the story continues. Well, I doubt there'll be any East European accents in evidence when Mel's among the meerkats next this afternoon. The 4 o'clock show takes up the next hour then. After that, I'll be back with Flying the Flag, the Pickerskill Detentions and Poems and Songs from John Hegley. Join me for those from 5, if you can.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Hello there and welcome to Tuesday's 4 o'clock show with me, Mel Gedroych. Coming up in our story today, Susan's favourite teacher has disappeared and she's discovered that her substitute teacher is an alien. But that's nothing compared to what her mum expects her to eat.
Are you still upset about Mrs. Schwartz, Susan? She asked, shoveling a load of broccoli onto my plate. Actually, at the moment, I was upset about the broccoli. But Miss Schwartz was a close second. I nodded weakly.
Susan's mum is giving her broccoli. Yeah, no wonder she's distracted from the fact that her substitute teacher's an alien. Bruce Coville's My Teacher's an Alien is our story this week, and we stay on the front line of the eating vegetables battle between adults and children.
Zoe, what's Joe picked out?
Broccoli, which is disgusting, because it just doesn't taste nice.
Well, we hear how one mother won her son over. He loves vegetables now. And talking of tough battles, me and my daughter Floss conquer our fears and help feed Edinburgh Zoo's meerkats with live locusts.
Oh. Interesting. There's a lot of leg action. Lots of tickly leg. That's going in.
Okay, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it.
That's all coming up on today's 4 o'clock show. But first, time for my magical mystery tour. Today on the 4 o'clock show, we go on the aforementioned magical mystery tour. I know where we're going, of course. You don't, but I give you clues throughout the show. The plan is that you work them out before we get there, yeah? And we arrive neatly just before the story. Well, today we're off to a national park in the northeast of England, in a county that has the oldest sweet shop in England. Where could we be going? All this week on the 4 o'clock show, we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of Edinburgh Zoo. Yesterday, I, along with my daughter Floss, met Dylan. Dylan! Oh, the three-banded armadillo. We also helped to feed him, and that meant handling the mealworms, which was a bit of a challenge. Not for us, but for our friend Bobby, who was with us. Anyway, the zoo tries to give the animals the same kind of food that they would eat in the wild. Mealworms were nothing compared to what came next in Edinburgh Zoo, which was preparing dinner for the meerkats. Our guide is Edinburgh Zoo's Erica Alton.
Right, so this is our wee keeper area. This is where we keep all the insects. So up here,
We have little hoppers, which are baby locusts. We've got the adult locusts, which is what we're going to be feeding them today. We've got crickets, and we've also got mealworms as well.
The locusts.
Yeah.
They look really big. They're huge, Erica. They're huge.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
I've never seen a locust up close before.
Oh, they're amazing.
They're massive.
Little creatures.
Do you like them, Erica? Do you feel fondly towards them?
I love them.
I prefer the mealworms.
Look at their little heads. Well, we get one out so you can see them.
Right. Okay. I'm thinking of them as a brown grasshopper.
That's it.
Ooh, they're jumping. They're jumping.
Don't stop.
Sorry.
Please.
Why are they doing that jumpy thing?
That's just because I'm going in here. So okay. Obviously, my big hand is quite big and scary. There we go. Right. No problem at all. So this is what we feed them, and meerkats eat live insects out in the wild, so it's so important for us to give them live insects in the zoo. They've now got to really work quite hard to try and catch these things, because they can fly, they can hop very, very quickly and quite far as well. So
if you gave them a dead locust, would they eat it, or would they just turn their noses up?
I mean, they might do, but they often need that movement to spot it, because, if you can imagine, this locust is...